Do you remember the shows that made you laugh, taught you life lessons, and made you feel like part of the family? Well, it's been decades since it first aired, but the heart and humor of this family still resonates with today's generation. What 80s show am I talking about? Stay tuned. Welcome to Family TV Uncovered. If you're tired of wasting time searching for clean, family-friendly entertainment, you're in the right place. I'm your host, Jennifer, a lifelong TV enthusiast who grew up on the kind of shows I now spotlight for parents like you. So skip the scrolling, because I'm here to help you discover timeless classics and forgotten TV shows that are perfect for your family. Thanks for tuning in. Today we'll be talking about the Keaton family of the hit 80s TV show Family Ties, and the three reasons why Family Ties remains a must-watch for every generation. One, it focuses on the nuclear family. Two, despite their political differences, they remain a loving family that supports each other. And three, I simply enjoy the laughter in my children's eyes watching this show. So let's dive into the first reason why I love this show. So this show focuses on the nuclear family. Traditional values. You have the husband and wife, Elise and Steve Keaton, and their three children, Alex, Mallory, and Jennifer. Alex is played by Michael J. Fox. Mallory, Justine Bateman, and Tina Yothers portrays Jennifer. And later, we're introduced to Andrew, or Andy, Keaton, who is played by Brian Bonsall. And he arrives, in the third season. The family has a wonderful marriage, and they're trying to raise their children to be upright citizens of society and wonderful people in general. Now, the family is a liberal family, but it's not over the top in the show, and that's what makes it special. Now, one of their children in particular, Alex, again played by Michael J. Fox, is a conservative being raised in a Reagan era family. I mean, being raised in the Reagan era. This is where all the political antics are hilarious in this show, because there's always jokes being made at Alex and vice versa about their political beliefs, but there's never any arguing or sarcasm. Well, no, there is sarcasm, but everything is done in love. And when they have disagreements on things, they just agree to disagree. They may have a debate about it, but they don't call names. There's no, I'm not going to talk to you, kind of like it is now with politics, where families disown family members or can't even be in the same room as other family members, or families that can't even talk about politics because it just gets too confrontational. This family was able to show that you can have healthy conversations and debates about topics. Those are lessons that certainly need to be learned in today's era, how to just agree to disagree. I think the Keaton family can teach a lot of lessons in basic respect for each other in today's society. They go through all the kind of family struggles that I think all families go through. There's sadness, death, family problems like alcoholism, like addiction, dating, keeping a marriage healthy, trying to balance being both a working mom and balancing a household. All of us moms and even some dads can all relate to that one. Going through pregnancy, not liking your kid's boyfriend or girlfriend, going through puberty and all those other things that all families go through. And it does it with class and empathy. There are many lessons that can be learned from this show, including lessons on empathy, compassion, self-sacrifice, supporting your siblings, honesty, sportsmanship, standing up for what's right, all the kind of things that I want my children to learn. And this show is a great teaching tool for teaching those kinds of morals and so much more. And finally, laughter. My children crack up at this show, and they continue to watch. They still watch the reruns today because there's just so much humor. The writers did a fabulous job with the jokes on politics and within the family, the siblings. Some of the funny episodes that my children love involve their next-door neighbor, Skippy, who's played by Mark Price. Skippy, who's in love with Mallory, will never get her, but is the dork, I guess, of the show. He plays it so well and is just super funny. He adds a whole new dimension to the humor of the show. There's one episode in particular where Skippy is hilarious. Well, all the characters are hilarious because the mom is away and the dad went away somewhere too for a couple of nights and left the kids alone. Kids, of course, get into trouble where they need money to help hide the problem or to help fix the problem before the parents get home and notice what happened. And Skippy comes over and ends up helping them too. And they end up using their house as a hotel, and they get themselves in an interesting predicament renting rooms out of the house. Now, I don't want to story tell too much. You'll have to watch it to find out. But this show is super hilarious and even has a certain animal in it that you would never suspect would make an appearance in a TV show. But then we also have less humorous shows, like I mentioned, that deal with grief. That was, I believe, rated as one of the most watched episodes. And that's when Alex loses his best friend to a car accident and he's dealing with the grief. There's episodes of an episode when Jennifer's growing up and, you know, her sister Mallory's growing up and she's losing quality time with her sister. And Mallory's starting to go out on dates more. And then Jennifer's trying to make herself appear older and she gets herself into an embarrassing situation. There's another episode where later in the season, after Andrew is born, the little brother, where Alex, first of all, Alex just adores his little brother. He's grateful he has a little brother and not another sister. And he just becomes like this almost controlling third parent for Andrew. He wants Andrew to be his little mini-me. And when it's time for Andrew to attend preschool, Alex has a very strong opinion about the preschool that Andrew goes to and what they're teaching, the values they're teaching him. And there's just, this episode is so funny because of the antics between him and his siblings and actually at Andrew's preschool and his opinion of the preschool and the teachers. It's just, it's amazingly funny. Of course, the episodes I'm talking about here are from different seasons. So I highly recommend watching this show. It's full of character, morals, humor, and above all, love. One more thing I have to mention is the theme song. I love this theme song. The lyrics, if you listen to the lyrics tell you all about the show. It's all about family and love. And I just love how the writers put this show together. It was on for 7 seasons. If you want to go into the show deeper, you can check out my blog post at familytvuncovered.com/real-family-guide. Well, that's the end of this episode of Family TV Uncovered. I hope you enjoyed learning about family ties and the Keaton family. Tune into our episode next week about a hero who's been soaring through the skies for decades. A movie that reminded us all what it means to fight for truth, justice, and the American way, and defined an era and still holds power today. Perfect for parents looking to share meaningful movies with their kids and fans who grew up watching this legend take flight. If you like this episode, do me a favor and leave a review and help me grow the podcast. Also, please share it with your family and friends and whoever else you think might enjoy this content. Thank you for tuning in, and I'll catch you on the next episode.